USA Radio News.
There seems to be no end in sight to the partial government shutdown as House lawmakers don't plan on voting this week. Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy tells Fox News things are very quiet on Capitol Hill.
Not much has happened in Washington, as best I can tell. Ultimately, the president needs to sign a bill. Schumer needs to give 10 votes for it to pass in the Senate until they finish their deliberations. Hopefully, when Schumer decides that he agrees we need security on our Mexican-U.S. border, we'll be able to go back to work.
The Ohio Senate failed to override the veto of House Bill 258 by Governor John Kasich. That bill would ban abortion if there's a heartbeat detected. Kasich originally vetoed the bill, saying the state would likely lose any lawsuit challenging the bill. The roller coaster ride on Wall Street continues as the Dow at one point was down over 500 points, did rally back, though, to close up over 250. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. Here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
A partial government shutdown caused by a dispute over border wall funding is now in day six. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has an update.
President Trump is saying he will do whatever he has to get the border wall funding.
Politically speaking, I don't do it for politics. I'm doing nothing for politics. But politically speaking, people want border security.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen has ordered extraordinary protective measures after two migrant children died in U.S. custody in the last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
About 5% of Americans will see a bigger paycheck next week. 22 states, including the District of Columbia, will raise the minimum wage on December 31st or January 1st. What is unknown, though, is the long-term effects on the economy as more and more states are eliminating jobs or, to compensate with the minimum wage increases, raising their prices on certain goods and services. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said that she has asked the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to investigate what she says is an uptick in sick children crossing our borders. Dr. Mark Siegel is a Fox News medical correspondent. He says this is a big deal that we need to address.
I say flu. Let's start with flu season. These are unvaccinated people. I say let's try to vaccinate them. I'm on TV saying let's vaccinate everyone in the United States, but nobody's vaccinated at the border.
Right.
So they're going to spread influenza here right now. They're going to spread respiratory infections. I think it's a humanitarian crisis, but these are contagious diseases as well as other health problems that our hospitals aren't equipped to deal with. Now, the 8-year-old boy was sent out from a New Mexico hospital with what I think was probably the flu. That's the hospital's fault. And Border Patrol is getting a lot of heat for that. They're not physicians, and they have 1,500 EMTs, emergency medical technicians, working for the Border Patrol.
Dr. Siegel also believes.
I think we get past that by talking about it right now, just like this, that it's actually a health crisis. It's not a political crisis. And if you were to look at it politically, you'd have to say that the United States has a long history of screening people. I can show you pictures from Ellis Island
right.
from 200 years ago where we're looking for tuberculosis doctors that didn't even know what to do with it.
Right.
Now we have the medical ability to treat these diseases, but we have to have the physicians and the nurses in place to do so.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.